This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Albert Burkett, B-U-R-K-E-T-T, Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 10-9-1942. Date of service is 6-7-2022. Mr. Burkett is seen in his room today because of complaints of not feeling well, also complaints of having a sore throat. He states that he has not been feeling well for about 2 weeks. He has been tested several times for COVID, which has been negative. Also has been tested for influenza A and B, which has been negative. He does complaints of soreness in his throat, having some difficulty with swallowing. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does complaints of feeling tired and fatigued, feels like no energy. He denies any headache, denies any muscle pains, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no abdominal pain, no fever or chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression, number 1. Sore throat, generalized fatigue. Next, hypertension. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, anxiety, depression. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll check routine labs, including CBC, comprehensive metabolic panel, TSH, a UA and CNS, a B12 level. We'll start him on Zithromax as well as a Metrol dose pack. We'll let his oncologist know also, continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. He was encouraged to drink enough fluid. We'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Ann Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, N-A-N-N. Date of birth is 1-28-1941. Date of service is 6-7-2022. Miss Robinson is a very pleasant ...81-year-old female with history of dementia, anxiety, slight depression, glaucoma, hypertension, hypothyroidism, and pulmonary emphysema. Apparently suffered a fall about 6 months ago, at which time she was diagnosed with fracture of the labrum of the right hip. The patient was recommended to take it easy. It will heal on its own. The patient continued to have complaints of pain. Subsequently, seen because of continued pain, repeat x-rays and did reveal femoral neck fracture. Patient was continuing with pain medications. was subsequently admitted to the hospital for surgery. She had labral repair as well as open reduction internal fixation of the femur, with also right total hip arthroplasty. At the present time, she was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complain of some pain, slight discomfort in her hip. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hypothyroidism, pulmonary emphysema, dementia, depression, anxiety disorder, and glaucoma. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, cataract surgery, mastectomy, femur fracture repair, thyroidectomy, and corneal transplant, bilateral. Social history is former smoker, she quit in 1992. Alcohol allergies. To donepezil, fluoxetine, lorazepam, and memantine. Current medications. Include Tylenol, Xanax, amlodipine, aspirin, calcium, cranberry, escitalopram, levothyroxine, lidoderm patch, magnesium supplement, mirtazapine, oxycodone, potassium, prednisone eye drops, Restasis, multivitamin, Timoptic eye drops, latanoprostene eye drops. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, and denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of hypertension. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of. She does have history of COPD/emphysema. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. She does have history of dementia. No history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal complaints of hip pain, history of fall, history of hip fracture, and degenerative joint disease. Physical examination. Temperature 98.7. Pulse 74 per minute, respiration 18 per minute, blood pressure 151/66, oxygen saturation was 96%, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, external ocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, systolic murmur, grade 2/6 left in the bottom was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, fall, next right hip fracture, status post-surgery, next hypertension, next hypothyroidism, next degenerative joint disease, next anxiety slash depression, next dementia. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. I have suggested she continue with physical therapy, continue current medication. We'll check routine admission labs. We'll monitor her progress. Patient is a DNR. Paperwork has been signed. This was discussed with the patient as well as her daughter, who expressed that patient's wishes has been that she wants to be DNR. She also agreed with it. We'll put paperwork in the chart. All questions were answered. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Clifford Lush. L-U-S-H, Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D. Date of birth is 9/26/1953. Date of service is 6/7/2022. Mr. Lush is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He has been complaining of pain in his feet. Sometimes he complains it's in his left feet. Other times it would be the right foot. He occasionally complains of some sharp pain. Sometimes it's burning. Sometimes it's just a mild discomfort. Denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Systolic murmur, grade 2/6, etc. Border was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No relics, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, bilateral feet pain, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of Parkinson's disease, next atrial fibrillation, next gastroesophageal reflux disease, next history of Parkinson's disease, next DJD, next anxiety, slight depression. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. He has seen podiatry, will get the recommendations. Her x-ray of the foot was done. We did not reveal any fracture or bony spur. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.